All right, I'm speaking with Jeff Cooper, who is Vice President of Research for the Renewable Fuels Association, and we're going to be talking about DDGs. And Jeff, what we're going to do is start by talking about how important this ethanol co-product is for the ethanol industry.
Cindy, I think people forget that the ethanol industry produces a heck of a lot more than fuel ethanol that goes into our vehicles and cleans up our emissions and has all those other benefits that we know so well. In addition to that renewable fuel, we're producing a substantial amount of animal feed, and oftentimes that goes overlooked. One-third of every corn bushel that goes into an ethanol plant returns to the feed market in the form of distillers' grains. All we use when we produce ethanol is the starch portion of the kernel, the oil, which contains most of the fat in the corn kernel, and the protein passes through the process and ends up back in feed bunks and troughs in cattle feedlots and dairies and poultry facilities and hog barns. So it is a good story that often goes unnoticed.
This has been, like you said, a success story, not just here in the United States, but also abroad, where people in other countries are starting to show a real big interest. We're seeing exports in DDGs increasing from the United States, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. Really during the decade of the 90s, distillers grains exports, kind of bobbed along anywhere between 500,000 metric tons, in a down year up to maybe 800,000 in a good year. But we didn't see significant export of distillers grains really began until just several years ago. 2005 was the first year that we exported more than 1 million metric tons, and the growth has been very rapid since then. Just in 2 years later, in 2007, we exported 2.4 million metric tons. That nearly doubled again in 2008, where we saw nearly 5 million metric tons. We were well over 5 million last year, and this year we're on track in 2010 to export well over 8 million metric tons of distillers grains. And to put that in context, that's about 25% of what we'll be producing this year.
That's huge growth in just in such a short time. And part of the reason for that growth is the promotion that the U.S. Grains Council has been doing. That's part of their job, is to promote grains, coarse grains, as exports to other countries. And they, in the last few years, have really started to promote DDGs, and that's part of why we've seen such an increase, isn't it?
Well, it's absolutely right, Cindy. It's like anything else. Education is what's going to sell your product. And in the last 5 years, we have seen not only the U.S. Grains Council, but private industry, various corn grower organizations, and various other feed groups really step up their educational efforts regarding foreign markets for distillers grains and other biofuel co-products, and we are seeing the fruits of that work in dramatically increased exports. It's just like anything else. There's a lot of myths and misinformation about distillers grains that is out there, and in many cases, if you just have a good opportunity to sit down with a potential buyer and make sure that he has the facts on distillers grains and make sure he understands what it is he's getting, usually it's not too hard to change perceptions about distillers grains, and that's obviously what we've seen happen in the last several years, and as a result, we've seen exports really explode.
And part of that, too, is having happy customers. When they use it and they find out that it works great, then other people get the idea as well. And that's really part of what we're here talking about, too, is the promotion of DDG's exports through an export exchange coming up in October that RFA and the Grains Council are jointly sponsoring. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, sure. That conference is meant to do just the things that we've been talking about, to bring potential buyers of U.S. distillers grains to the United States, to have them learn as much as they can about the ethanol industry and the co-products that come out of the ethanol industry, the nutritional characteristics of distillers grains, transportation considerations, economic considerations. Really the goal is just to get them up to speed on distillers' grains and open their eyes to the fact that it is a very economical option for them in terms of feeding their animals. In addition to, you know, prospective buyers, we'll be having folks that are using distillers' grains and have been using distillers for several years also in attendance, just to, you know, just for that networking opportunity. This is a good chance to bring the whole global market as it relates to distillers' grains together in one place for a few days.
And anybody who is an ethanol producer who produces distillers' grains as well as ethanol should consider attending this conference, which is coming up October 6th through the 8th in Chicago at the Hyatt Regency McCormick Place, and registration for that event is available online. Thank you very much, Jeff Cooper with the Renewable Fuels Association. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.